Chaplain, Major Tom Daniel. Next up, with NTC Otero County Prison, Warden Hector Beals, and throwing for the Warden, Amaya.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Three home runs. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Southwest University Park as the Tacoma Red Ears prepare to take on the San Diego Padres AAA affiliate, the El Paso Chihuahuas. This is the fourth game of a six-game series. The Red Ears lost the first two games here, both one-run games, and then yesterday won 8-6 in another tight contest. Last night, Taylor Trammell led the way with a three-home run performance as he drove in five of the Red Ears' eight runs, and the Red Ears got their first win of this series. So they're looking to even up the series with a victory here tonight. On the mound for the Red Ears will be the left-hander Tommy Malone. Malone's 3-1 with a 3.32 ERA. He makes his 10th start of the season tonight. He'll be opposed by Pedro Avila, a surprise starter for El Paso. Their scheduled starter, Marcus Waldron, was called up by the Padres and is going to make his major league debut tomorrow. So Avila will start for El Paso, the right-hander 1-5 with a 9.29 ERA. So Tommy Malone for the Red Ears and Pedro Avila for the El Paso Chihuahua. Should be a good one tonight in the heat, 100-degree temperatures again in El Paso. Ball really carries well in this air down here. We expect to see some more homers and another high-scoring game between the AAA affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and the San Diego Padres. We'll take a look back at Taylor Trammell's big game when the Red Ears pregame show continues right after this.
As a business owner, you're used to having a plan B, but these days you're probably also thinking about plan C, plan D, all the way to plan Z. At Propel Insurance, we're here to help. Our deep expertise in the industries we serve means we know your business inside and out. Our trusted relationships with the nation's leading carriers means you have access to coverage not always available elsewhere. And add to that a relentless claims department, and you've got a partnership you can count on no matter what. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
The Tacoma Red Ears taking on the El Paso Chihuahuas tonight. Game four of six. We've got two more night games down here in the Texas heat tomorrow night at 5:35, and then Sunday, even a night game on Sunday here because of the temperatures, 5:05 start on Sunday evening Pacific time. Red Ears will be home on Wednesday as the Salt Lake Bees will come to town for the first time this year with the top two home run hitters in the league. That starts Wednesday at Cheney Stadium. That is also the beginning of the second half, and we'll the games will start to count in the standings once again on Wednesday. Well, a huge one for Taylor Trammell, the Red Ears center fielder last night, 3-for-5 with three homers, his first career three-homer game. He hit a very high fly ball homer in the fourth inning, a two-run shot, a line drive homer in the sixth. That was solo. And then with the score tied 6-6 in the seventh, he hit the game-winning shot, another high fly to right field. That two-run shot gave the Red Ears the 8-6 lead, and they would win by that final score. He did get a chance to hit his fourth homer, but flied out to center field. As you might expect, Taylor Trammell is hitting cleanup today. We'll get to the rest of the starting lineups after this.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Tacoma Raiders, who are 35-17 on the season. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by John Russell. Leading off is the shortstop Mason McCoy. Batting second, right fielder Cade Marlowe. Hitting third and doing the catching is Brian O'Keefe. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Taylor Trammell. Batting fifth, the third baseman Jake Shiner. Hitting sixth and playing first base is Cooper Hummel. Batting seventh, center fielder Adam Engel. Hitting eighth, the left fielder Jack Larson. Batting ninth, second baseman Pat Valleca. On the mound for the Red Ears, Tommy Malone. Malone has a record of 3 wins and 1 loss with a 3.32 ERA. The Chihuahuas of El Paso are 31-41 this year. Steve Mintz, their bench coach, is acting as manager today while Philip Wellman is away. He's sick. Leading off for El Paso is shortstop Matthew Batten. Batting second, playing left field is Tim Lopes. Jansen Witte hits third. He is at third base. In the cleanup spot, first baseman Alfonso Rivas. Hitting fifth, the center fielder Jose Azocar. Batting sixth and doing the catching is Brett Sullivan. Hitting seventh, designated hitter Kevin Plawecki. Batting eighth, the second baseman Max Schrock. And hitting ninth, right fielder Luis Liberato. On the mound, Pedro Avila. He's 1-5 with a 9.25 ERA. Umpires, Robert Nunez has the plate. He's the crew chief. Dylan Wilson's at first and Raul Marino at third. It's Tacoma and El Paso, fourth game of this six-game series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of tonight's game right after this.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseballs. We're about ready to start this one, the Red Ears and the El Paso Chihuahuas. Pedro Avila has completed his warm-up pitches, and he is ready to go. As mentioned earlier, a surprise starter today for El Paso, as their scheduled starter is starting for the big league club tomorrow in Washington. That was Marcus Waldron. Well, Mason McCoy stands in. Here we go. The first pitch from Avila is taken for a called strike, and we are underway. McCoy hitting 257, 350 on base percentage. Oh, these guys. They just announced the game time temperature at 99 degrees. I don't believe that. Here's a drive towards right field, down the line towards the corner. It's deep and back. It stays fair, and it's gone. Mason McCoy with a leadoff homer to start things off at the top of the first inning on the second pitch of the game. And that's how this one begins here at Southwest University Park. McCoy going the other way with a solo homer, his eighth of the year. And the Red Ears jump out to a 1-0 lead here at the top of the first inning. Well, McCoy getting all the high fives in the dugout. Right here's off to a great start, and now Cade Marlowe is the batter, and the first pitch to him misses for a ball, 1-0. Now the next pitch from Avila is taken down and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. So a real difference facing Avila instead of Waldron, just because the Red Ears thought they were going to be facing a knuckleballer today. Now the check swing by Marlowe, and he fouls it off. Instead, they've got Avila throwing 95-mile-per-hour heaters. Here comes the 2-1 pitch on its way to Cade Marlowe. And it is swung on. It bounced towards first, and staying with it is Rivas, and he throws to the pitcher covering first base for the putout, and Marlowe is retired, one away at the top of the first inning. Cade Marlowe grounds out to first baseman Alfonso Rivas. Now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe hitting 234 with 11 homers, 781 OPS. O'Keefe looks out towards the right-hander Avila, and this is swung on and fouled away, out of play on the first base side. 0-1 the count to O'Keefe. O'Keefe hitting in the three spot today. Avila's pitch, swing and a miss at a slider, and there's strike two, 0-2 the count. Avila working with Brett Sullivan behind the plate. Rivas at first. Max Schrock, the second baseman, batting it short. Witte at third. Next pitch is a curve down low. Outfield for El Paso is Tim Lopes in left field, Jose Azocar in center, and Luis Liberato in right. 1-2 pitch now to O'Keefe. And it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with an off-speed pitch. And O'Keefe has struck out, and two men are gone at the top of the first inning. We're just underway. The Red Ears have already scored a run on the game-opening homer off the bat of Mason McCoy. It's the second leadoff homer hit by the Red Ears this year. Taylor Trammell did it on the road in Reno in the top of the first inning on June 7th. Rainiers have not had a first inning leadoff homer at home this season. Not yet, anyway. Well, speaking of homers, here's Trammell, and he swings and misses at the first pitch. There's strike one. Three homers yesterday, his first pro game with three homers. He's had several two-homer games. Trammell now hitting 290 for the Red Ears with eight homers in 24 contests. And he tries to bunt one just to mix it up and bunts it foul. So that's a strike. He figured he'd catch him by surprise if he laid down a bunt. And that's true, he would have, but he fouled it off. So the 0-2 is up high for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Right here is wearing the navy blue road, they're alternate jerseys with the gray pants. Now the 1-2 pitch is squibbed up the third baseline. It stays fair, and that's going to just die on the infield dirt right at the edge of the grass, and it's a infield single for Taylor Trammell. That's what he was trying to do when he bunted, and bunted it foul. Then he had two strikes on him. He takes a big cut and hits a little dribbler up the third baseline that might as well have been that bunt, and he gets a hit out of it. So a runner at first with two outs now for Jake Shiner. And the pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 on its way, and it is in there for a called strike. 1-1 now. Shiner's 18 homers, ranks third in the league. Third in the league with 59 runs batted in. Now here comes the 1-1 pitch on its way, and it is a check swing on a pitch down low. He held up in time. Two balls, one strike. We're playing with the automated ball strike challenge system today. Home plate umpire Robert Nunez calling the balls and strikes himself, but the players can challenge, and then we go to the automated system for a final verdict. Pitch misses for a ball to Shiner, and there's our first challenge. It's challenged by Brett Sullivan, the El Paso catcher. Gotta say, it did look like it might have been a strike, and he was right. In fact, it was right down the middle, and it makes you wonder how the umpire missed that one. So it is overturned, and the count is now 2-2 on Shiner. Shiner now is going to call his timeout and pause outside the batter's box for a moment, reset the pitch clock, take a moment here. Now he's ready to hit. Trammell at first, two balls, two strikes, two outs, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three, got him with a curveball. Shiner has struck out, and the inning is over. One run for the Raiders on two hits. There were no errors, one left. We go to the bottom of the first. Tacoma 1, El Paso coming to the plate.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Well, the Red Ears get a run in the top of the first inning on the Mason McCoy leadoff homer. And now they take the field for the first time today, and on the mound is Tommy Malone. Malone making his 10th start today, 3-1 with a 3.32 ERA. And first man up is Matthew Batten. Leadoff hitter for El Paso, who really hits left-hand pitching well. And the pitch from Malone, who is a lefty, is in there for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Malone making his first appearance against El Paso this season. 0-1 pitch. Down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. And there's the right ear's first challenge on the second pitch that Malone throws. O'Keefe called for it, and it's close. Was that a strike? Yeah, we win the challenge. The right ear's win the challenge. So it is overturned and a strike. It caught the very bottom of the zone. And now the 0-2 pitch to Batten is on its way. And there's a swing and a miss. Strike three. And down he goes on three pitches. And one man is out at the bottom of the first inning. So now Tim Lopes will be the hitter. Lopes, one of the three former Raiders in the El Paso lineup today, joined by Jansen Witte, who's on deck right now, and Luis Liberato. Here's the pitch to Lopes, and he ropes one to left field, but Jack Larson, the left fielder, only has to move one step, and he hauls it in, and that's out number two. Solid contact from Lopes, but lined directly at Jack Larson. So two men are gone. And now Witte comes to the plate. Witte has been hitting in the bottom of the order all series until today. He's been hitting the cover off the ball during this series. And yesterday he was 3-for-3 with two doubles and a homer. And they bumped him up to the three hole today. First pitch from Malone is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Malone will work in the upper 80s with his fastball, has great command of a changeup. So now the 0-1 pitch is taken a little bit low and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now Malone with the next pitch, and it is outside for a ball. Now here's a swing, and a ball's pulled down the left field line. Foul. It hooked foul. So that's a strike two to Witte, and the count is even. Two balls, two strikes. Right here's up 1-0. We're at the bottom of the first inning on a scorching hot Friday evening here in El Paso, Texas. Now the 2-2 pitch, swing and a foul back. Still two balls, two strikes. Now Witte uses his timeout and steps out of the batter's box for a moment. And the pitch bounces up to the plate, and it's a full count now. Got a little breeze blowing tonight from left to right, and it is not a cool breeze. 3-2 pitch lined into left field. There's a base hit for Witte. And that's a two-out single, so he is on. El Paso has its first hit of the game, and now Alfonso Rivas is the hitter. Rivas, left-handed hitter. And as the pitch to him is taken outside for a ball. One oh pitch now, breaking ball down low. So two balls, no strikes to Rivas, hitting 323 with eight homers this year, 448 on base percentage. Malone's 2-0 pitch is outside, ball three, and Tommy's well behind the count here, 3-0. Now the 3-0 on its way to Rivas. And it is taken for a called strike. It's 3-1. Next pitch from Malone, fouled away, and the count goes full. So full count, 3-2. The runner will be off with the pitch. That's Witte from first base. 3-2 pitch to Rivas. Swing it, a miss, strike three. Malone got him for his second strikeout of the inning, and that closes out the bottom of the first inning. No runs for El Paso. They had a hit. They leave a runner stranded. We go to the second inning. It's Tacoma 1, El Paso nothing.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now they're Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
We go to the second inning. It's the Raiders leading El Paso. 1-0 is the score. Mason McCoy hit the leadoff homer in the first. Cooper Hummel to lead off the second. Switch hitter batting left. And here's the first pitch from Pedro Avila. It's a swing and a miss. Strike one. Avila. Probably only going to pitch about 3 innings today if recent history is any indication. His 0-1 pitch, swung on and fouled back. His last outing was 3 innings against Round Rock. In fact, his last 5 starts have all been exactly 3 innings, as he is usually taken out in the 45 to 60 pitch range. Here's a swing and a one-hopper bounced over Avila, but scooping it up is the shortstop Batten, and he throws to first and gets Hummel. There's the first out at the top of the second inning. Hummel bounces out to short. And that'll bring to the plate Adam Engel. Engel. Hitting 333 in 19 games for Tacoma. Has a couple of homers and has driven in 11. Right-hand hitter, major league veteran. He swings and fouls the pitch back. There's strike one. Oh, one pitch coming. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Oh, 2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. 3 pitches. A lot of off-speed stuff from Avila, and he fans Adam Engel. So that is the second out of the inning, and Avila has struck out 3 now, and Jack Larson will be the hitter. Avila made two starts against the Red Ears in April at Cheney Stadium. The Red Ears really got to him both times, too. 7 runs in 3 innings the first time they saw him. 5 runs in 4 innings the next time. Pitch to Larson is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Larson batting .316. No homers, 10 runs batted in and 76 at-bats. 22 walks and a .475 on-base percentage. He watches another one inside. 2 balls, no strikes. 2 outs, no one on in the top of the second inning. And the pitch is in for a called strike. It's 2-1. Now a swing and a miss, strike two. Now a swing and a miss at a ball in the dirt. That's strike three. Larson has struck out. They have to throw to first for the put out, and El Paso does. Fourth strikeout for Avila. Larson chased a bad ball in the dirt right there. That does it for Tacoma at the top of the first. Three up, three down. We go to the top of the second. We go to the bottom of the second, and it is El Paso 1, Tacoma nothing.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
1-0 right here as we go to the bottom of the second inning here at Southwest University Park in El Paso. Tommy Malone to work on Jose Azocar leading things off, and Azocar fouls off the first pitch there, strike one. Azocar hitting .295, 3 homers, 12 runs batted in 18 AAA games this year. He has spent most of the season in the big leagues with the Padres. He hits one in the air to right center, and it's deep. Back on the ball is Engel, looking up, but it is gone. Azocar has connected for his fourth home run for El Paso this season, and we are all tied up 1-1. Hit it out of here to right center field. Jose Azocar goes deep. Now Sullivan will be the batter. Malone is a pitcher who gives up home runs, and you just want them to happen when there's no one on base like that. As there's a pitch in for a strike to the next hitter, Sullivan, who challenges it. The umpire called it a strike. Sullivan wants a challenge. We'll go to the automated system, and it was indeed a strike. So that is a lost challenge for El Paso, and they now have two left. Now the 0-1 on its way to Sullivan, and it is swung on and fouled back there, strike two. So no balls, two strikes. Next pitch coming from Malone outside for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Tommy Malone, the veteran of the Red Ears, 36 years old from Saugus, California. Next pitch swinging and a miss there, strike three. Sullivan has struck out, and Malone has three punch-outs already. One out, and now Kevin Plawecki will be the batter. Just to give you an idea of how long Malone has been pitching for, he played college baseball at USC. So here's a swing and a bouncer back towards the mound, and it's picked up by Malone, and he tosses to first and gets Plawecki for the second out. And like many college players who are good and have good pedigree and are possibly going to be going into the draft, he went and played in the Cape Cod League one summer while he was in college. And his teammates in the Cape Cod League included Kyle Seager, who has already had a full major league career and retired. Here's a pitch in for a strike to Max Schrock. And Tim Fedorovich, who was the Rainiers manager last year. Next pitch, fouled away on the third base side, out of play. And Malone's still going, still playing. He's been pitching as a pro ever since 2018. His very first team, Vermont. I don't believe they have a team anymore in affiliated ball. O-2 pitch, swung on and fouled away, still 0-2. Malone reached AAA in 2011 for his first time. That was Syracuse when they were a Washington Nationals affiliate. 0-2 pitch, fouled away, still 0-2. He's pitched in the major leagues for Washington, the Oakland A's, the Minnesota Twins. A little bit for Milwaukee, the Mets, the Orioles, as there's another foul ball, Atlanta, Toronto, and, of course, the Mariners. He's had two stints with the Mariners. He pitched for them in 2019, mostly as a reliever. Last year as a reliever, and this year re-signed. And the one time he got called up this year, it was to start a game. Next pitch was outside for a ball. 1-2 now to Schrock. Left-hand hitting infielder. Just activated from the injured list the other day and has only 17 at-bats all season. 1-2 pitch, swing and a foul tip at the plate. Still a ball and two strikes. Now Malone ready. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it's outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two pitch. Swung on, hit in the air to right field. This is fairly deep. Back is Marlowe, and he makes the catch. Shy of the warning track, and that's the final out in the bottom of the second inning. El Paso ties it up on the homer by Azokar. It was the only hit. No errors, no one left. We go to the third. Tacoma 1, El Paso 1.
This is Pre-Tection. Yep, Pre-Tection. The everyday skin protection ritual that protects your skin from mosquitoes. Pre-barbecue. Pre-playground. Pre-everything. Pre-everyday. Prevention is the best protection. This summer, make sure you have Off, the number one dermatologist-recommended repellent brand. SC Johnson, a family company.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Everybody, oh yeah.
There's sweat that makes you feel good, and then there's the kind that's all wrong. A heat pump keeps your home cool and comfortable in the summer and cozy and warm in the winter, all while significantly lowering your energy use and your utility bills. How cool,
yeah, one more time,
is that? Don't sweat it. We make home improvements easy and affordable. Check out offers at mytpu.org.
We go to the third inning. Tacoma and El Paso tied up 1-1. Day four of the Red Deers' six-game series here in El Paso, Texas. The only trip here this season. Pat Valleca leads off the bottom, or top of the third, pardon me, and he swings and misses at the first pitch. There's strike one. He hit a big three-run homer yesterday that ended up getting overshadowed by Trammell hitting three homers. 0-1 pitch to Valleca. Up and away for a ball. But he was up with two on and two out in the sixth inning, and the Red Deers trailing 4-3, and he connected for a three-run homer to give the Red Deers their first lead of the game. 1-1 pitch inside for a ball, 2-1. Valleca batting 236 with three homers, 22 runs batted in, 728 OPS. Two-one pitch coming. And it's a swing and a miss, 2-2. Well, there was an unfortunate event that occurred while we were in the commercial break. I stepped out of the broadcast booth to go catch some air conditioning because there's no AC in the booth. Oh, no. They just called Valleca out on a pitch clock timer for not being ready to hit with 8 seconds left. That's an automatic strike, and he already had two strikes, so that's strike threes. Strikes out on a pitch clock violation. And that goes as Avila's fifth strikeout. That's happened to the Red Deers twice in this series, and it hadn't happened to the Red Deers the entire season until now. They've had pitch clock violations, but not ones that have struck a hitter out. There's a swing and a miss by McCoy, who homered earlier. There's strike one. So anyway, between innings, I'm stepping out of the booth to catch some air conditioning and cool off a bit because the AC is not working in the broadcast booth here. Fine time for that to happen when it's 106. So there's a pitch in for a strike going too. But anyway, so I step out there into the club area. And my back was to him. He came up and gave me a hug. It was Chico, the El Paso Chihuahua's giant, furry, spiked dog mascot. Here's a swing and a grounder to short, and that's scooped up. No, it's not. Batten doesn't pick it up cleanly, and McCoy is safe at first base, and the Red Deers have a man on with one out in the top of the third inning. And now Cade Marlowe will be the batter. So anyway, it's already tough enough sitting here sweating, but now I also smell like Chico. It's a rough night here in El Paso, and it's only the third inning. Runner at first, one out, and the pitch to Marlowe. He shows bunt and takes a strike, going one the count. Marlowe grounded out to first base earlier. He's 0 for 1. Now a pickoff move to first. It was close, but McCoy is back in safely. They've given McCoy an infield single on that slow bouncer to Batten that Batten did not pick up cleanly. It was one of those 50-50 calls for the official score. 0-1 pitch is hit sharply to the right side, speared by Schrock. He goes to the shortstop for one. That's all they'll get, the force out there. No relay throw made. So Marlowe reaches on a fielder's choice. McCoy forced out at second base, and now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe struck out swinging earlier. He's 0 for 1. Now a toss to first and back in safely is Marlowe. Now the pitch swung out and lined up the middle and caught by the second baseman Schrock. It nearly decapitated the pitcher Avila, who hit the deck, and then Schrock was stationed up the middle and he caught it for the final out of the inning. O'Keefe lines out to the second baseman. No runs on a hit and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It's Tacoma 1, El Paso 1.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Is your business in need of a reliable propane company to keep your forklifts, heaters, or cooking equipment running? Do you run propane fleet vehicles or have a need for a resale dispenser? At AmeriGas, we are the commercial professionals and can create a system and delivery schedule that meets your needs. It keeps your business running smooth and worry-free. Call AmeriGas today and see how we can help your business. Your local propane professional is Ron Patrick. 1-541-450-1533.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Well, we go to the bottom of the third inning here in El Paso, tied up 1-1. The Red Ears and the Chihuahuas, each team with a solo homer. Mason McCoy for the Red Ears and Jose Azocar for the Chihuahuas. Luis Liberato will lead things off at the bottom of the third for El Paso, the former Rainier, Tacoma Rainier's champion in 2021. And Malone's pitch to Liberato is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Liberato hitting 271 with six homers. Takes ball two outside. Two balls, no strikes. Now this one is in there for a called strike, 2-1. And Liberato is challenging that one, and he's going to win the challenge. That pitch was well outside. So instead, it is three balls, no strikes. Next pitch in there for a called strike. And the 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Full count, 3-2. Now, pitch that is fouled off at the plate. Still 3-2. Now, the payoff is hit high in the air to center, not deep. And coming in a few steps is Engel, and he squeezes it for the out. One man's gone at the bottom of the third. Malone gets Liberato to fly out, and now the lineup turns over, and Matthew Batten will be doing what his name asks him to do. He'll be batting. So Batten at bat, facing Tommy Malone. This is Malone's third start since coming off the injured list, as his pitch to Batten is taken for a called strike. And he's been building up his pitch count again after missing 3 weeks with just some shoulder tenderness. So now the 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. He threw 36 pitches in his first outing, 55 in his last outing. That was four shutout innings without allowing a hit against Albuquerque. 0-2 to Batten is up and away. So 55 last time out. We'll see where his pitch count lands tonight. Probably somewhere in the 65 to 75 range, I would guess. 1-2 pitch down and in for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. He got him. Malone strikes out Matthew Batten for the second time today. Two away in the bottom of the third. That's four strikeouts for Malone. And now Tim Lopes will be the batter.
Left fielder, Tim Lopes.
Lopes lined out to left in the first inning. And this pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Now here's one down low for a ball, two balls, no strikes. Yeah, this pitch is swung on, grounded right to third. There's Jake Shiner to field it, and he throws across the diamond to first in time for the out, and Lopes is retired, and that does it for the Chihuahuas in the third. Three up, three down inning for Malone. And we head now to the fourth. It is Tacoma 1, El Paso 1.
Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Well, we go to the fourth inning, all tied up 1-1 here at Southwest University Park at El Paso. Taylor Trammell to lead things off in the fourth. He hasn't homered yet today. Here's the pitch from Pedro Avila. It's a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Trammell, three homers yesterday. Infield single in his first at-bat today. Now Avila with his next pitch, and it is a swing and a foul tip. St- still. One ball, two strikes. Or, pardon me, no balls, two strikes now to Trammell. Trammell used his time out here. Here comes the 0-2 pitch on its way. And it is a swing and a foul back. Still no balls, two strikes. O-2 pitch coming. Inside for a ball, 1-2. And there's one outside, two balls, two strikes. And the pitch swung on, pulled in the air to right field, but playable for Liberato, who moves towards the alley and hauls it in. And there's the first out at the top of the fourth inning. Trammell flies out to right. Now Jake Shiner will be the batter.
Third baseman, Jake Shiner.
We'll take a look at what happened around the Pacific Coast League. All games utterly meaningless right now as we wait for the start of the second half. As the pitch to Jake Shiner misses for a ball, 1-0. The split season format new this year. First half winner clinches a playoff spot, and Oklahoma City clinched it several days ago. And they'll reset the standings when the second half begins on Wednesday. So here's a grounder to third that's fielded by Whitty, who throws across the diamond in the dirt to first, and it's in time for the out as it was reeled in by Rivas, and two men are gone in the fourth for Cooper Hummel. And the split season format has its pros and its cons, and one of the cons is if a team clinches the first half with a bunch of games left still to play in the first half, all the other games are meaningless until the second half starts. So that's where we are right now. Oklahoma City ran away with it, and they have 49 wins and 21 losses. They've clinched a playoff spot and home field advantage by winning the first half. So pitch to Hummel is inside. And just to show that the games don't matter right now in terms of the standings, Oklahoma City had their game canceled due to weather last night against Las Vegas. Will not be made up. Here's a bouncer to second, fielded by Schrock, and he throws out Hummel. And that does it for Tacoma at the top of the fourth inning. Three up, three down. So we go to the bottom of the fourth. It's Tacoma 1, El Paso 1.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Well, we go to the bottom of the fourth inning, tied up 1-1. Jansen Whitty, Alfonso Rivas, and Jose Azocar to bat this inning against Tommy Malone, who's thrown 48 pitches through three. Malone will face Jansen Whitty, who settles in now. Whitty hit a single in the first inning. He stands in. And Malone's into his motion. Here's the pitch. And it is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. So let's get on with our PCL update and get you caught up on what happened in the games last night. Sears one down low for a ball. Well, there are a couple of interesting results, even though the games, as I was saying, don't really matter in terms of anyone being in a pennant race of any kind right now. Sears one inside for a ball. But the games still count, and the stats still count, and guys are still battling, trying to have good games and try to help themselves get to the major leagues. And the Angels have a couple of big sluggers with AAA Salt Lake. As now the 3-0 is in there for a strike to Whitty, 3-1. Salt Lake hosted Sugarland last night at Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City. Trey Cabbage hit his 20th homer of the year in the fourth inning. So now the 3-1 pitch is a strike. And with that homer, he tied his teammate Joe Adell for the league lead in homers with 20. The right here's Jake Shiner, his third with 18. But Cabbage became the second 20 home run guy. He tied Adell briefly. Two innings later, Adell went deep for his 21st of the year to regain sole possession of the home run lead in this league. 3-2 to Whitty is hit high and deep to left field. This has a chance. Larson is looking up, but it is gone. Jansen Whitty homers to left field. He is having a monster series against the Red Ears. His third home run of this series. And he's now 9-for-14 against his former team in this series. And this home run gives El Paso the lead 2-1. It's his 10th of the year.
First baseman, Alfonso Rivas.
Now Alfonso Rivas is the batter. He struck out swinging earlier. And Malone's pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. So Salt Lake had the homers from their two sluggers, Cabbage and Adell. So now the 0-1 pitch is pulled to first and caught on the fly by Hummel. And that's the first out in the bottom of the fourth. Jose Azokar is the batter. By the time they got to the ninth inning in Salt Lake last night, it was tied 9-9. And the Bees won the game at the bottom of the 10th inning. When they loaded the baseball, they loaded the bases ugly. Walk, walk, hit by pitch. Sheesh. And then Jack Lopez had a game-winning single, and they beat Sugarland 10-9. Pitch in for a strike to Azokar. We'll see the Bees at Cheney Stadium for the first time this year in the six-game series that begins on Wednesday, the start of the second half. Here's a bouncer to short, backhanded by McCoy, slings it to first for the out, and two men are gone at the bottom of the fourth. Azokar grounds to short. And now Brett Sullivan is the batter. He struck out swinging earlier. Keep in mind, this upcoming homestand wraps up with the July 3rd fireworks extravaganza. And if you don't have your tickets for that yet and you want to come, you better get them very soon. That game always sells out. And there's the first pitch, a swing and a miss, strike one. Other games last night, Round Rock beat Sacramento 11-5. Sandro Fabian had three hits with a triple and a three-run homer. Blaine Krim had two hits and scored three runs. The Express jumped all over the San Francisco Giants' top pitching prospect. The lefty Kyle Harrison knocked him out in the third inning, seven runs allowed. Here's a pop-up on the left side. McCoy, the shortstop on the outfield grass, makes the catch. Sullivan is out, and the inning is over. One run for El Paso on the Whitty homer. It was the only hit. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the fifth inning. El Paso 2, Tacoma 1.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
We go to the fifth inning. El Paso leads 2-1. Adam Engel will start things off for the Red Ears. This game has been all solo homers so far. Two for the Chihuahuas, one for the Red Ears. Pedro Avila still in there for El Paso. Was not expecting him to still be pitching in the fifth based on the fact that his last five starts were all three innings long, but he's throwing well tonight. He's allowed just three hits. Hasn't walked anyone, and of the three hits, two of them are infield singles, and the other one was Mason McCoy's leadoff homer in the first inning. So here's Engel to start the fifth. Engel struck out swinging in the third. He's 0-1. And the pitch is a fastball outside, ball one. One other Coast League game last night. Reno beat Albuquerque 14-6. We got to mention this one. Now the 1-0 pitch to Engel. Outside, 2-0. Kyle Lewis had a huge game for Reno last night. Went 5-for-5. Had two singles, two doubles, and a homer. Scored three runs, drove in four. 2-0 is low and away, ball three. He needed a game like that. It boosted his average up to 292. 3-0 pitch to Engel. In there for a strike, 3-1. Lewis no longer on a rehab assignment with Reno. They activated him and optioned him to AAA. 3-1 pitch in there for a strike, 3-2. The Diamondbacks are a very difficult roster to make right now. They're really good. 3-2 pitch on its way to Engel. And it's hit the other way in the air. Chasing it is Liberato, ranging towards the corner. He makes the catch, and there's the first out. Engel flies out to Luis Liberato in right field. It is fun watching him play defense. We got to see that for an entire season when he was with the Red Ears in 2021.
Left fielder Jack Larson.
One out for Jack Larson. And the pitch is in for a strike, 0-1 the count. Avila has retired six straight hitters. 0-1 pitch inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. He's still pumping 95-mile-per-hour fastballs in there. There's one called a strike, although that was the off-speed right there. 1-2.
Previous pitch has been challenged.
Well, that pitch was called a strike, but Larson challenged it, and it was indeed a strike. It caught the very outside edge of the zone, so the Red Ears lose a challenge. Each team with two left. Now the 1-2 to Larson's outside. Two balls, two strikes. The Rainiers, from what I understand, have had a meeting to discuss better ways to utilize the challenge system, as there's a swing and a miss, strike three, and Larson goes down swinging. number six for Avila. The hitters were the focus of calling for challenges, not the catcher. Brian O'Keefe, who has done the majority of the catching in the challenge games, he's doing a great job picking out the pitches to challenge. Hitters' results have varied, as here's one outside to Valleca. And they're trying to clean that up. That right there was not a bad pitch to challenge in the eyes of the Rainiers coaching staff. Valleca hits one high and deep to left. Back is Lopes at the track, and he has room, and he makes the catch. And that is the final out of the inning. Valleca gave it a ride to left field, but it lands in the glove of left fielder Tim Lopes. Three up, three down. And we go to the bottom of the fifth. We're halfway through it. El Paso 2, Tacoma 1.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Well, it's 2-1 El Paso. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning here at Southwest University Park. Tommy Malone has thrown 60 pitches through four. He's going to begin this inning on the mound, although the Raiders have begun some bullpen activity behind him. A right-hander is warming up. Kevin Plowecki at the plate. He bounced back to Malone his first time up, and he takes down low for a ball, 1-0. Now the next pitch from Malone is on its way, and it's grounded to third. A two-hopper. Shiner watches it into his glove and then throws to first in time for the out, and one man is gone at the bottom of the fifth inning. So Plowecki bounces out to the third baseman, and now Max Schrock is the batter.
Second baseman, Max Schrock.
Schrock flied out to right field. In the second, hard name to say, Schrock. S-C-H-R-O-C-K. And the pitch is breaking ball in there for a strike. Broke his hand the first week of the season and had been out all year until Wednesday. He got activated on Wednesday and then appeared in the game yesterday as a substitution late in the game and had one at bat and bounced out. Just hit a foul. He's behind in the count, 0-2. So no balls, two strikes to Schrock. El Paso has bullpen activity with a righty warming up, so it looks like Avila's done after five strong innings. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three. Malone threw the fastball past Schrock. And for Tommy Malone, that's his fifth strikeout of the night. Two down in the bottom of the fifth inning. He's retired five in a row since that witty homer. And now Luis Liberato is the batter. Here's the pitch, and it is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch grounded right to McCoy, who sets himself and fires to first in the dirt, and it's picked by Hummel for the out, and the inning is over. Three up, three down. Malone retires the side in order in the bottom of the fifth inning. Quick and easy. We go now to the sixth with the score, El Paso 2, Tacoma 1.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
We go to the sixth inning. It's El Paso 2, Tacoma 1. New pitcher for the Chihuahuas, right-hander Drew Carlton comes in to work the sixth. Pedro Avila just had what was probably his best start of the year for El Paso. Went five innings, allowed three hits and one run. No walks, six strikeouts. So Carlton in from the pen. He's thrown really well for El Paso this year. 2-1 with a 1.13 ERA. He's been called up by the Padres and appeared in nine big league games this year. First pitch to McCoy is outside for a ball. McCoy's 2-for-2. He had two of the three hits against Avila with the homer in the first and the infield single in the third. Next pitch is taken up high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes to Mason McCoy. Carlton, 27-year-old righty out of Florida State University. And the pitch is in there for a strike, and now it's 2-1, and McCoy is calling for a challenge. He thought it was outside. So we go to the automated ball strike system, and that pitch caught the outside edge, and it's another incorrect challenge for a Rainiers hitter. And the Rainiers have lost two of their three challenges. If they're wrong again, they will not be allowed to challenge for the remainder of the game. 2-1 pitch to McCoy, swing and a foul, 2-2. That pitch was right on the edge, though. What frustrated the Rainiers coaches, well, I don't know if frustrated is the right word. What they're trying to improve is have fewer challenges on pitches that are not on the edge. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes McCoy. And there's the first out of the inning. They don't want to be losing challenges because hitters ask for a challenge on a pitch that they go to the video and it's right down the middle. Cade Marlowe now the batter. Infielders shift him around to the right as much as is legally allowed in 2023. And he hits a ground ball to the right side, right to Schrock, the second baseman, who fields it and throws out Marlowe. Two outs in the sixth. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe's 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a lineout. And the pitch is called a strike. Oh, one pitch inside for a ball, 1-1. This seems to be the smoothest challenge system that we have seen in the league this year here in El Paso. It's now a swing and a miss, strike two. It's been really quick tonight between the umpire signaling there's a challenge to getting the video of the pitch on the video board. It's almost instantaneous. They're really good at it here. 1-2 pitch. Swung on and bounced foul, third base side. The challenge system is a lot more acceptable, I guess, to me. I've been opposed to it, but it's a lot more acceptable when it's quick like it is here. 1-2 pitch is hit in the air to right center field. This is deep. Back is Liberato on the track. He leaps and makes the catch right in front of the fence. And that is the final out of the inning. Luis Liberato robs Brian O'Keefe of extra bases. And you know he's going to tell him about it later. They get along well and always greet each other when the Red Ears and Chihuahuas play a series. But O'Keefe frustrated as he hit that ball well. And Liberato just took extra bases from him in deep right center field. Three up, three down in the sixth. We go to the bottom of inning number six with the score El Paso 2, Tacoma 1.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's El Paso 2, Tacoma 1. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Juan Tan in. And his first pitch to Matthew Batten is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Tan is in his sixth appearance. 0-1 with a 15.63 ERA. And the 0-1 to Batten is taken high for a ball, 1-0. Tan pitched in the series opener on Tuesday. A brief outing, faced only two hitters, but he got them both out. Here's his 1-1 on its way to Batten. And it's swung on and wrapped on the ground through the center of the diamond and into center field. A base hit for Batten. So he has a leadoff single in the sixth. And Batten was one for his last 22 prior to that hit. Gets a base hit to center field. So now Tim Lopes is the hitter. Lopes is 0 for 2 with a line out and a ground out. And the pitch is to the backstop. And O'Keefe goes and gets the baseball, and Batten takes second base on the wild pitch. 1-0 the count to Lopes. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. Now the 1-1. In there for a called strike, and it's 1-2. And that's being challenged by Tim Lopes. So we go to the automated system, and it did indeed catch the upper outside corner of the zone, and that's a lost challenge for El Paso. So each team now with only one challenge left. 1-2 to Lopes. And the pitch is a check swing. It looked like he might have gone, but no first base umpire to appeal to. With a runner at second base and no one out, the first base umpire, Wilson, is stationed out near second base. So he didn't ring up Lopes on the appeal because he doesn't have a good view of it from there. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and hit in the air to shallow right center. On comes Engel, and he makes a nice running catch for the first out of the inning. Well done by the veteran Adam Engel in shallow right center. And that's the first out in the bottom of the sixth. And here comes Jansen Whitty, who is not making outs these days. First base is open. I'd actually be tempted to put him on or pitch around him. Don't give him anything he can hit. Who cares if you walk him? We'll see. 10 into his motion. And the pitch is well outside for a ball with a fastball. 1-0 the count. One and oh now. And the pitch is a little high, 2-0. Whitty singled in the first, hit the go-ahead homer in the fourth. 9-for-14 with 3 home runs in this series against Tacoma. Two-oh pitch from Juan Ten is taken inside, ball three. In there for a called strike, 3-1. Whitty was taking all the way. Pitch, swing and a miss at a breaking ball. Full count now. Nice slider there from Juan Ten. Whitty calls time and steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Now the 3-2 pitch, swung on and fouled away, still 3-2. Whitty out of Texas Christian University had spent years in the Red Sox system before signing as a minor league free agent with the Mariners in 2021. That was the first year he ever played for anyone other than the Red Sox. 10 with a 3-2 pitch to Whitty, and it is lined out into right center softly, and that's going to fall in for a base hit around third, and headed home is Batten. He scores. It's an RBI single for Jansen Whitty. And it is 3-1 El Paso. Whitty now with a hit in each of his last 6 at-bats. Now Alfonso Rivas will be the batter. Rivas struck out and lined out his first 2 times up, both times facing Tommy Malone. Ten's pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Pickoff throw to first, and back in with a dive is Witte. And the pitch is taken for a called strike now, 1-1. We'll take a look at our Seattle Mariner Farm Report. Double A Arkansas won a slugfest at Wichita yesterday, 10-7. 1-1 pitch in for a called strike, 1-2. They won it on the road, but must have been fun for any Arkansas Travelers fans who were following along, because they were trailing going to the ninth inning, and Robbie Tenorowicz for Arkansas hit a go-ahead grand slam in the top of the ninth. There goes the runner, and the pitch is lined the other way into left center. That's going to be extra bases for Rivas. Over to cut it off his angle. Witte didn't stop at third. He's headed home. The relay from McCoy is not in time. Witte slides in safely. It's a double and an RBI for Rivas, and El Paso leads 4-1. They put the runner in motion. Rivas hit a liner to left center. And that's his 15th double and 36th run batted into the season. And time called by Jairo Cuevas, the Rainiers pitching coach, is going to the mound to talk to Juan Ten. As Jose Azocar will be the next batter. In that Double-A Arkansas game yesterday, Tenorowicz hit the go-ahead grand slam in the ninth. He had already driven in two runs in the game earlier. He finished with six runs batted in. And he's hitting 309 with 11 homers, 55 runs batted in. First year in the Mariners farm system. An infielder who's been a stabilizer for the Arkansas lineup. One of the big reasons why they're 42-24 this year. Here's Jose Azocar, and the pitch from 10 is hit on one hop to first. Hummel has it, and he's going to take it himself to the first base bag for the putout. Advancing to third is Rivas, but there are now two away. And Brett Sullivan will be the batter. Also on our Farb report, the Everett Aqua Sox won a game in the Northwest League last night on the road at Hillsboro, 4-3. Nick Davila started that game for Everett after his very successful stint filling in the Rainiers rotation. He was sent to Everett and has been pitching in their rotation. As here's one outside for a ball. He actually allowed three runs in four innings yesterday. He has a 4.5 ERA for Everett. But he was terrific in his time in the Rainiers rotation. 1-0 pitch is lined into center field, and there's a base hit for Sullivan, and Rivas scores from third. Third run of the inning, and El Paso now leads it 5-1. They've had four hits this inning after getting just three in the first five innings today. So El Paso opening it up, and now Kevin Plawecki will be the batter. Pickoff throw to first, and back in standing up is Sullivan. Now the pitch to Plawecki is outside for a ball, 1-0. Down at low A, Modesto, big game for shortstop Michael Arroyo, teenager, 18 years old. He had two hits with a double, a walk, drove in two for the Mariners Class A team yesterday. Here's a fly to right, and that will be caught by Cade Marlowe for the final out. Plawecki flies out to right, and El Paso is done here in the sixth. They score three runs on four hits. There were no errors and one runner left on. We go to the seventh inning. It's El Paso 5, Tacoma 1.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
We go to the seventh inning. El Paso 5, Tacoma 1 is our score. Right here, they'll send Taylor Trammell, Jake Shiner, and Cooper Hummel to the plate here at the top of the seventh inning against right-hander Drew Carlton. Trammell 1-for-2 with an infield single so far. Three homers yesterday for Trammell. All to right field here. He looks out towards Carlton. And the pitch is a swing and a foul back there, strike one. Mariners off to a good start tonight. They lead the Orioles 6-0 in the fourth inning in Baltimore. 0-1 pitch fouled away. Teoscar Hernandez with a homer. Tom Murphy, a big homer. They have Logan Gilbert on the hill tonight. It's a new world when you go on the New York-Baltimore road trip, and the Orioles have a better record than the Yankees. Next pitch is outside to Trammell. 1-2. There's a nice trio of exciting young teams in the majors right now in Baltimore, Cincinnati, and Arizona. Here's a swing and a foul out of play. Teams that are starting to win a lot of games and doing it with first and second year players. Gotta love the youth infusion in the big leagues. 1-2 pitch fouled back still. 1-2. Now the 1-2 pitch, line down the right field line. There's extra bases for Trammell. Chasing the ball is Liberato. Trammell is at second, and he'll stop there with a leadoff double in the top of the seventh inning. Fourth hit of the night for the Red Ears. Second for Trammell. He's 2-for-3. McCoy has the other two hits. We'll see if the other guys in the lineup can start chipping in with some knocks. Jake Shiner comes to the plate now. Shiner has struck out and grounded out so far, 0-for-2. Now the pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Oh, one pitch In for a called strike, 0-2. Now, stepping off the rubber for a moment is Carlton. Shiner. It's been a little bit quieter offensively in the last couple of weeks. 3-for-13 with a homer in this series. He swings and bounces one up the middle. That's going to get into center field, a base hit. They're waving Trammell around third. Azokar is up and throwing, and his throw to the plate is not in time. Trammell scores an RBI single for Jake Shiner, and the Red Ears make it a 5-2 ball game. Shiner picks up his 60th run batted into the season. He's third in the PCL in that category. And the Red Ears have put a run on the board here in the seventh, their first run since the first inning when McCoy led off the game with a homer. Here's Cooper Hummel now, 0-for-2, two ground outs, and the pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 coming. Outside for a ball, 2-0. Now the 2-0 pitch. Swung on and roped to right field. This is going to hit the fence on a short hop. Extra bases for Hummel. Coming to third is Shiner, and they're going to hold him at third base. Hummel stops at second with a double, and the Red Ears have runners at second and third with nobody out at the top of the seventh inning. And for the first time in this series, the Red Ears showed some concern about running on the arm of Luis Liberato. They kind of foolishly challenged him three times early in this series. It did not go well. And this time, with no one out of the inning, Eric Ferris put up the stop sign, had Shiner hold at third base. Let's not mess around with Liberato's arm anymore. Now Adam Engel comes to the plate. No one out, two men in scoring position. A base hit could make it a one-run game. And the pitch to Engel is in there for a strike. Next pitch coming. Over for a called strike. 0-2 now. Now a long conversation between Engel and the plate umpire Robert Nunez. Not sure what this is about. But the count is 0-2 on Engel. And here's the pitch from Carlton. And it is taken outside for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2 pitch, swung on, fouled away. Engel hangs in there. Well, the Reds-Braves game ended. Cincinnati entered it with an 11-game winning streak. Atlanta entered the game with an 8-game winning streak. Someone was going to lose, and that someone was the Braves. 1-2 pitch fouled back again. Cincinnati beat Atlanta 11-10 for their 12th consecutive victory. The rookie Ellie De La Cruz hit for the cycle. also stole a base. He drove in four runs. First cycle by a Reds player in 34 years. 1-2 pitch outside, 2-2. Two and two to Engel now. Shiner at third, Hummel at second. And the pitch swung on, bounced to the right side, and off the glove of the diving Max Schrocken into right field. This will score two runs. Shiner and Hummel cross the plate. A two-run single for Adam Engel, and the Red Ears make it a 5-4 ball game. Four straight hits here at the top of the seventh inning. El Paso with bullpen action. Drew Carlton retired the side in order of the sixth inning and has allowed four straight hits here in the seventh. And now a trip to the mound by Steven Mintz, the acting manager for the Chihuahuas, and he's going to make a pitching change here and bring in a fresh arm from the bullpen. So we'll take a break here in the top of the seventh inning. The Red Ears have scored three runs to make it a one-run game. And they have a runner at first with no one out and Jack Larson coming to the plate. Our score, El Paso 5, Tacoma 4.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
We're in the top of the seventh inning here in El Paso. Chihuahuas lead the Red Ears 5-4. Runner at first, no one out. Jack Larson, the batter. New pitcher is Eric Hanhold, and the first pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. Larson is 0-2 with two strikeouts tonight. He showed bunt on that first pitch. Now here comes the 1-0 on its way. There goes the runner. Pitch is in for a strike. Throw to second. Not in time. Stealing second base is Adam Engel. And now the tying runner is in scoring position at the top of the seventh inning. Engel is 6-for-6 stealing bases in 20 games since joining the Red Ears. Now the 1-1 in there for a strike, and it's 1-2. To Larson. Next pitch down low for a ball. Two coming from Hanhold, and it is swung on, hit in the air to left field. Ranging back a couple of steps is Lopes, and he makes the catch for the first out of the inning and fires it back in, so Engel remains planted at second base. One down for Pat Valleca. handhold in his 26th appearance for El Paso, 3-1 with a 9.36 ERA. 34 strikeouts in 25 innings with 16 walks. He's had trouble with homers, six homers allowed. Now the pitch to Pat Valleca misses for a ball, 1-0 the count. Now a swing and a foul out of play, and the count's 1-1. Turning a pickoff throw to second base, except handhold through the ball into center field by mistake, and going to third is Engel. A throwing error to the pitcher, handhold. A good pickoff throw, like if he had put it right on the corner of the bag, knee high to the second baseman covering, I think they would have picked off Engel. However, that throw was way off the mark. And Jose Azocar, the center fielder, found himself involved in a pickoff play. Here's the pitch, and it is in for a strike now to Valleca. 1-2 the count. The infield's in now because that's the tying runner at third with just one out. So ball and two strikes. And the pitch is swung on and crushed to left field. No doubt about this one. Pat Valleca has given the Raiders the lead with a home run for the second day in a row. A two-run blast to left field. And the Raiders have a 6-5 lead here at the top of the seventh inning. Valleca goes deep to left field. Just cranked that one out of here. It is his fourth homer of the year. Second this week, and the Raiders now have the advantage. Mason McCoy now the batter. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Well, that's now seven homers allowed by handhold in 25 and a third innings this year. Next pitch is outside, 2-0 to McCoy. Now here's a pitch up and in for a ball. 3-0 the count. Friota McCoy called a strike. He was taken all the way. Now it's 3-1. McCoy steps out of the batter's box. Now he's back in there again. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. Swung on and hit high in the sky towards center. Now drifting back on it is Azocar, but he has plenty of room and he makes the catch. And that's out number two. McCoy flies to center. He's now 2-for-4 today. And Cade Marlowe will be the hitter. Marlowe's been quiet so far tonight, 0-for-3. He's grounded out all three times. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Now the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-1. Now a swing and a miss there. Strike two. 1-2 the count. One-two pitch to Marlowe in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two pitch coming. Swung on and roped into the gap in right center field as Okar on the run. He can't reach it, and the ball skips past him and goes to the fence. Marlowe's going to head to third. And his hat comes flying off, and he ends up at third base with a stand-up triple. Cade Marlowe, his team-leading sixth triple of the year. Azokar decided to go for the catch, and he was running full speed into the gap, and he was short in his attempt, and it skipped right past him and went to the fence, and that allowed Marlowe to turn what would have been a double into a triple. So he's at third with two outs for Brian O'Keefe, ninth man to come to the plate this inning. He swings and it's a slow roller to second off the glove of Schrock. He didn't field it. And scoring from third is Marlowe. And O'Keefe reaches on an error, and the Red Deers have a two-run lead. It is 7-5. This should have been the last out of the inning. It was not hit hard. Schrock had to challenge it, or had to charge it, but he still had time to field the ball and calmly throw to first for the out, and it went right off the heel of his glove for an error. The Red Deers will take it. Now a trip to the mound by the pitching coach for El Paso. That's Scott Mitchell. To talk to Eric Hanhold. Right here's have batted around. Taylor Trammell started this inning with a double, and he is now batting for his second time. There's a lefty warming up in the pen, and that looks like Jose Castillo. Got the save in the series opener. Here's the pitch to Trammell, and it's a swing and a miss for a strike. Actually, Castillo got the save in game two on Wednesday when the Rainiers went to the ninth down by five, scored four runs, and Castillo got the last out. Trammell looking for a two-hit inning. Hanhold's 0-1 pitch is down low. Two balls, no strikes. Next pitch coming to Trammell. That's in the dirt, 2-1. Two-one pitch, swung on, fouled down the third baseline, and that's out of play in the seats. Two balls, two strikes to Trammell. Dusk is upon us here in El Paso, Texas. I don't think the temperature's dropped at all, though. 2-2 to Trammell, down in the dirt, ball three. So now with two outs, O'Keefe will be off with the pitch from first base. He taps the end of the bat on home plate. Looks out towards the mound. Trammell. Now the pitch is swung on and lined to right field directly at Liberato, who hauls it in for the out, and the inning is over. Trammell lines out to the right fielder, wrapping up the top of the seventh inning, but the Red Ears send 10 batters to the plate, and they score 6 runs in the inning, and they do it with 6 hits. There was a big error and 1 runner left on base. We go to the seventh inning stretch. It's Tacoma 7, El Paso 5.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
ProVac is ready to help you when you need us most. As experts in advanced industrial stormwater and sewer system maintenance, we have solutions for any size job. Our experienced and highly trained personnel specialize in hydro excavation, stormwater management, vacuum sweeping, full grouting, seal and repair services, pipeline jetting, as well as cable TV pipe inspections. With one of the largest fleets, we have proudly served customers, large and small, throughout the United States for more than 30 years, and we look forward to serving you.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Just had the seventh inning stretch here in El Paso. Rainiers leading 7-5. The dancing chihuahua was seen on the video board. New pitcher for the Rainiers, Blake Wyman. On to face some left-hand hitters, Max Schrock and Luis Liberato. Wyman's pitch to Schrock is taken for a strike, 0-1. Wyman, 1-3 with a 5.87 ERA. This is his 25th appearance for Tacoma. Now the next pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike 2. Juan 10 went 1 inning, allowed 4 hits, 3 runs all earned. No walks, no strikeouts. Now a swing and a foul back by Schrock, still 0-2. He made the error at second base that netted the Red Ears an extra run in the top of the seventh inning. O-2 pitch, outside for a ball, 1-2. Now the next pitch is hit in the air towards right center, and it's going to drop for a base hit in front of Marlowe, who came charging in but had no chance to get there. Schrock with his first hit, a leadoff single in the seventh. Just reached down and got a pitch that was kind of low and away and looped it out into right center for a single. So now Liberato is the batter. The former right here is 0-2 at the plate in this one with a fly out and a ground out. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball, 1-0. Delivery, swing and a miss. That evens things up, 1-1. And the 1-1 is called a strike. It's 1-2. Lyman pitched 2 shutout innings here on Wednesday night, struck out 4 in that outing. 1-2 pitch, swung on, grounded towards second, and it's juggled but fielded by Valleca eventually, and he shovels it to McCoy for the force out at second base on Schrock. Valleca had a little trouble corralling that grounder, but eventually he was able to hold it and get the force out at second. It did mean there was no chance to try to turn a double play. I'm not so sure they could have, even if Valleca had been perfectly smooth on that. It was not hit very hard, and Liberato runs pretty well. Liberato's at first with one out. The pitch to Matthew Batten is taken inside for a ball. Batten's 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. Made his big league debut last June for the Padres, still on their 40-man roster. Wyman's 1-0, swung on and bounced foul, 1-1 now. One one pitch, swung on, it bounced foul towards the El Paso dugout. 1-2. Castillo still throwing in the Chihuahua's bullpen. Looks like he's going to have the eighth inning. Here comes the 1-2 pitch to Batten. Inside, 2-2. Batten hits 348 this year against left-handed pitching and 199 against right-hand pitching. Wyman, a lefty. Here's the 2-2. Swung on and fouled back. But Malone's a lefty, and he struck out Batten both times he faced him. Pitch wrapped on the ground to short. McCoy has it to Valleca for one, on to first, and it's not in time. Batten avoids the double play. It was to the backhand side of McCoy, who gloved it as he was kind of moving towards third base. Had to sling it across his body to Valleca, who did make a quick catch and release of his throw to first, but Batten able to avoid the double play nonetheless. So two down, runner at first base for Tim Lopes, who's been quiet tonight, 0-for-3. Another guy who really hits lefties well, batting 370 against left-hand pitching this season, coming into play today. And he hits a two-hopper to McCoy, who has it and flips it to Valleca for the force out at second base, wrapping up the bottom of the seventh inning. Blake Wyman with a scoreless inning. No runs on a hit and one runner left on base. We go to the eighth inning with the score. Tacoma 7, El Paso 5.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
As a business owner, you're used to having a plan B, but these days you're probably also thinking about plan C, plan D, all the way to plan Z. At Propel Insurance, we're here to help. Our deep expertise in the industries we serve means we know your business inside and out. Our trusted relationships with the nation's leading carriers means you have access to coverage not always available elsewhere. And add to that a relentless claims department, and you've got a partnership you can count on no matter what. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Yeah.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
We go to the eighth. It's Tacoma 7, El Paso 5. And first pitch of the inning to Jake Shiner is wrapped on the ground to the shortstop, Batten, who throws out Shiner. One pitch, one out, before I can even tell you that the new pitcher is Jose Castillo, fourth pitcher used by El Paso in this game.
First baseman, Cooper Hummel.
Cooper Hummel now the batter. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Previous pitcher, Eric Hanhold, went one inning, allowed two hits and two runs, one earned, with no walks or strikeouts. Foul from Hummel, 0-2 the count. Now a swing and a fly towards right center, calling forth the center fielder Azokar, and he makes the catch and two men are out. Now Adam Engel will hit. He's 1-for-3, had a big RBI single in the seventh inning. Correction, and that was a two-run single in the seventh inning. And he swings at the first pitch and fouls it away, strike one. So 0-1 to Engel, who has played part of this season for El Paso, and now he's with the Red Ears playing against El Paso as a visitor. Next pitch misses for a ball, 1-1. Next pitch called a strike. Two pitch goes to the backstop. So two balls, two strikes to the veteran Engel. Now a swing and a miss. And that does it for Engel, and Jose Castillo retires the side in order at the top of the eighth inning. Three up, three down. So we go to the bottom of the eighth here in El Paso. The Red Ears, on the strength of a six-run seventh inning, lead this game. It's Tacoma 7, El Paso 5.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit BECU.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Well, we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Right here is leading 7-5. New pitcher for the Red Ears, it's Taylor Williams, and a tough customer right away. Jansen Witte, who has had a hit in each of his last six at-bats. Williams with his first pitch to Witte, and it is taken for a strike at the D's. 0-1, the count. Now the next offering from Williams, and it swung on and fouled away. There's strike two. So 0-2 the count to Witte. Williams in relief of Blake Wyman, who went one scoreless inning, allowing a hit and nothing else. Williams, the fourth Tacoma pitcher used today. Tommy Malone pitched the first five innings. Pitches up and away for a ball. Malone left the game trailing 2-1. And then El Paso scored three runs in the sixth against Juan Ten to take a 5-1 lead. But the Red Ears had the six-run rally at the top of the seventh. 1-2 pitch to Witte is bounced to short on two hops. McCoy stays with a funky bounce and throws to first in time for the out, and Witte is actually retired. One out at the bottom of the eighth inning. Jansen Witte bounces out to shortstop, and now Alfonso Rivas is the hitter.
First baseman, Alfonso Rivas.
Rivas 1-for-3 with a double, an RBI, and a run scored, and he takes a strike. 0-1 the count. Oh-1 pitch is outside for a ball. 1-1. One pitch, swung on, an inside-out swing, little roller to third, fielded by Shiner, fires to first, in time for the out, and two men are gone, and Williams got the Chihuahuas 3-4 hitters to ground out weakly to the left side of the infield, and now Jose Azocar is the batter. He's 1-for-3 with a homer tonight. Williams pitched in the first game of the series on Tuesday. Pitched a 3-up, 3-down inning in the sixth, and then went back out for the seventh and ran into a lot of trouble in his second inning of work. I don't think that'll happen tonight, as the pitch is bunted in the air and caught by Williams, and that is the final out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Taylor Williams retires the side in order, getting Azocar to pop up a bunt, and it's a 3-up, 3-down bottom of the eighth inning. So Williams sets it up for a possible return to the mound for Matt Festa. We'll have to see about that. Festa got the save yesterday. We head to the ninth. The Red Ears will get a chance to try to tack on. It's Tacoma 7, El Paso 5.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
We go to the ninth inning. It's Tacoma 7, El Paso 5. New pitcher for the Chihuahuas, hard-throwing right-hander Domingo Tapia. Once a Rainier and briefly a Mariner as well. Tapia appearing in his 11th game for El Paso, 1-1 with a 5.40 ERA. He's been called up by the Padres this season and is currently on their 40-man roster. Here's his first pitch to Jack Larson, and it misses for a ball. Larson's 0-for-3. His string of reaching base safely in 20 consecutive games is on the line here. Tapia's pitch is low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Rainiers had a leadoff homer in the first from Mason McCoy and then scored six runs in the seventh inning. Outside of those two innings, they have just one hit. Next pitch in there for a strike. And amazingly, there have been... That can't be right. I think it is right. So here's one down low to Larson. For the first eight innings of this game, between both teams, we have seen zero walks. It's about to end. Larson's going to walk right here. He's ahead of the count, 3-1. And Tapia's pitch is swung on and grounded into right field. A base hit instead. Larson with a leadoff single at the top of the ninth inning. Turned on a fastball and pulled a sharp grounder through the right side. Still no walks. And Larson extends his on-base streak, 21 in a row, with that single to right field. Here's Pat Valleca. Hit the go-ahead two-run homer in the seventh inning. 1-for-3 today. And Tapia's pitch is outside, and that gets past Sullivan. It goes to the backstop, and Larson takes second on the wild pitch. Want to know the count to Valleca. And he swings and fouls one away down the right field line. And this pitch swung on and blooped down the right field line, slicing foul and out of play. So Valleca is now behind in the count. One ball, two strikes. Here comes the 1-2 from Tapia. It's low for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. The answer to the question, is Matt Festa available tonight after getting the save last night? is yes, he is. He's warming up in the bullpen right now. 2-2 to Valleca, line to the right side and caught by the first baseman Rivas, robbing Valleca of a base hit. And that is out number one in the top of the ninth inning. Valleca lines out to first. And now the lineup turns over and Mason McCoy comes to the plate for his fifth time. He's 2-for-4 with a homer tonight. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Next pitch, down low. Update from Baltimore. Mariners still coasting along, leading 6-0 in the seventh inning. Logan Gilbert's working on a one-hitter. 1-1 pitch to McCoy. Bounce towards third, fielded on one hop by Witte, who throws across the diamond to first in time for the out. And two men are gone. Larson has to hold at second base. Now Cade Marlowe is the batter. He hit a triple as part of the six-run rally in the seventh inning. Now the pitch is swung on and fouled away. Time called while someone in the El Paso bullpen retrieves the foul ball down the left field line. Red Ears could really use an insurance run. Always a good idea in these high-scoring PCL ballparks. They have Larson at second with two down at the top of the ninth inning. Oh, one pitch outside, 1-1. The scheduled hitters in the bottom of the ninth inning for El Paso are the 6, 7, and 8 hitters, Sullivan, Plawecki, and Schrock. One pitch is hit well towards right center field. It's deep. This is back, and it is gone. Cade Marlowe with a two-run home run. It's his fifth of the year, and the Red Ears get some insurance runs here at the top of the ninth inning. It is now Tacoma 9, El Paso 5. That's the third homer of the night for the Red Ears, hit by three different players this evening.
Catcher Brian O'Keefe.
Two-run shot for Marlowe. That's a big one. A lot more breathing room now. Here's the pitch to O'Keefe, and it's taken down low for a ball. Next pitch is outside and low. 2 balls, no strikes to O'Keefe. Now a swing and a miss. Count goes to 2-1. Two-one delivery is outside for a ball. 3-1. Nice to see Marlowe hit a triple and a homer tonight. Don't really have any stats to back this up, but just from watching all the games, it seems like Marlowe has not been taking advantage of the extreme hitters' parks on the road. As here's a swing and a drive by O'Keefe. This is to deep right field and back and gone. Brian O'Keefe with an opposite field shot, his 12th of the year. Back-to-back jacks from Marlowe and O'Keefe, and the Red Ears have reached double digits. It is 10-5. So O'Keefe touches them all. And now Taylor Trammell will be the hitter. Trammell's 2-for-4 with a single, a double, and a run scored today. And he checks his swing, but one around. The pitch was a strike anyway. Oh, it won the count. That was challenged by Trammell. Or was it? They just appealed to third to see if he swung on his check swing, and the third base umpire said he went around. So that's a strike, and there's no challenge on that. Now the 0-1 pitch is inside and low for a ball, 1-1. Festa has sat down in the Rainiers bullpen. Now here's one up and away, 2-1 to Trammell. It's no longer a save situation, a 5-run lead. But no one else is warming up, and we'll see what happens here. 2-1 pitch, outside for a ball, 3-1. Now here's one that is in for a strike, and the count goes full. 3-2. Trammell thought it was ball four. It started heading to first base, but instead he's coming back to the batter's box. So 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs at the top of the ninth inning. Payoff pitch, bounce to first. Rivas scoops it up and takes it to the bag himself for the out, and the inning is over. Trammell grounds to first, and that closes out the top of the ninth. Red Deer score 3 runs on 3 hits, including back-to-back homers from Cade Marlowe and Brian O'Keefe. We head to the bottom of the ninth. It's Tacoma 10, El Paso 5.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It is Tacoma 10, El Paso 5. Taylor Williams pitched a 3-up, 3-down eighth inning and threw only 8 pitches and probably assumed he was done and that Festa was going to pitch the ninth, but the Red Deer scored 3 runs in the top of the ninth to go up by 5, and they're going to see if Williams can close it out. Brett Sullivan stands in, and the pitch is grounded on 2 hops to second, and Valleca has it and throws to first for the out. 1 pitch. 1 out at the bottom of the ninth inning. Williams gets Sullivan to ground out. And now Kevin Plawecki will be the hitter. Rainiers need to maintain full focus here at the bottom of the ninth. No lead is safe in this park. And they know that. The Rainiers nearly came back from a 5-run deficit in the ninth inning on Wednesday. Here's the pitch to Plawecki, and it is outside for a ball, 1-0. Rainiers trying to even up this series. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Plawecki, and it's hit in the air to right. It's shallow. Back goes Valleca. In is Marlowe. And Marlowe calls off Valleca, and he makes the catch in shallow right field. Two men are out of the ninth. Well, this is a safe situation for Williams. He entered the game with a 2-run lead in the eighth. He has one save this season. Max Schrock now the batter. Left-hand hitter, he's 1-for-3 tonight. And the pitch from Williams is swung on, hit in the air, foul down the left field line. That's out of play. 0-1 the count. Next pitch coming from Williams, and it is down low for a ball. One pitch. And it swung on and popped up on the third base side foul. Shiner over, and he has room, and he makes the catch. And that's the final out of the ball game. The Rainiers are winners tonight by a final score of 10-5. And Tacoma evens up this series at 2 games apiece. And the Rainiers did this one tonight with the long ball. We'll tell you all about it. 4 homers by 4 different players. We'll tell you about it in our post-game show with the game recap and a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard coming up right after this.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Rainiers win. They beat El Paso 10-5 and even up this series 2 games apiece with 2 to play here in El Paso. The Rainiers started scoring immediately today. Mason McCoy, leading off the game against Pedro Avila, hit the 2nd pitch of the game down the right field line for a solo home run. His 8th of the year, the Rainiers were off and running 1-0. Well, maybe they weren't off and running after all. They didn't score again until the 7th inning. And in the meantime, El Paso started to build a lead. Jose Azucar hit a solo homer off Tommy Malone to tie the game in the 2nd, 1-1. And then Jansen Witte ripped a solo shot in the fourth to give him a 2-1 lead. It was still 2-1 in the bottom of the sixth. The Red Deers brought in Juan Ten to do the pitching, and he gave up four hits and three runs. Jansen Witte's third hit of the game was an RBI single. Alfonso Rivas drove in a run with a double, and Brett Sullivan added two-out RBI single. El Paso led 5-1 when we went to the seventh. The Chihuahuas had had a very good start from Avila, who allowed just one run in five innings, but the Red Deers got to their bullpen, beginning with Drew Carlton in the seventh. Taylor Trammell opened the inning with a double to right field, and then Jake Shiner grounded a single up the middle, scoring Trammell and making it 5-2. Cooper Hummel followed with a double to right field, putting runners at second and third for Adam Engel. And Engel hit a single off the diving second baseman's glove into right field. That drove in two runs, and now it was 5-4. That chased Drew Carlton. Eric Hanhold came in from the bullpen, and he got Jack Larson to fly out for the first out of the inning. But then Pat Valleca connected on a rocket of a two-run homer to left field. His second homer in as many days, his second go-ahead homer in as many days, and the Red Deers had themselves the lead 6-5. Then they would get another run when Cade Marlowe hit a two-out triple, and Brian O'Keefe hit what should have been an inning-ending grounder to the second baseman, except it went off the glove of Max Schrock for an error, and Marlowe scored, and the Red Deers had a two-run lead 7-5. The Red Deers bullpen made it hold up. Blake Wyman pitched a scoreless seventh inning. Taylor Williams, three up, three down in the eighth, and again in the ninth. And that was after the Red Deers added insurance runs at the top of the ninth inning when Cade Marlowe hit a two-run homer and Brian O'Keefe followed with a base hit to right, or with a homer to right, pardon me, for back-to-back homers in the ninth. And Tacoma ends up winning this game 10-5. Four home runs, Mason McCoy, Cade Marlowe, Brian O'Keefe, and Pat Valleca all going deep today as the Red Deers even up the series. Here are the final totals for Tacoma. 10 runs, 12 hits, no errors. They left three on base. El Paso scores five runs on eight hits, makes two errors, leaves three on base. Winning pitcher is Juan Ten. He's 1-1, first AAA win for Ten. Save to Williams, his second. Loss goes to Eric Hanhold. He's 3-2. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 26 minutes. And the attendance, 7,368. With the win, the Red Deers are now 36-37 on the season, and El Paso falls to 31-42. These two teams meet again tomorrow evening at 5:35 Pacific. The Red Deers scheduled to start Kyle Hart against Angel Sanchez of El Paso. We'll start our pregame show up at 5:25. Tacoma wins at 10-5 the final. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard next.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Red Deers win 10-5, the final score. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Things going very well for the Mariners for the second day in a row. They are in Baltimore after wiping out the Yankees yesterday 10-2. Seattle now leads Baltimore 9-1 in the top of the eighth inning today. Logan Gilbert started, went seven innings, allowed two hits and one run. Everyone in the offense getting involved for the M's today. Teoscar Hernandez homered for the second straight game. Tom Murphy hit a big one early in the contest to open it up. Mariners appear to be on their way to a win. And if they do close it out, they'll be back to the 500 mark on the season. Elsewhere in the American League today, Tampa Bay walloped Kansas City 11-3. Jose Siri homered and drove in four. Zach Eflin picked up his ninth win. The Twins welcomed Kenta Maeda off the injured list, and he started and gave them five shutout innings in Detroit and picked up the win as Minnesota beat Detroit 4-1. Texas and New York went to the 10th inning, and the Bronx tied 2-2. Adolis Garcia hit a two-run homer in the top of the 10th, and the Rangers won the game 4-2. And Oakland got a tie-breaking homer in the 9th from Shea Langeliers, and they beat Toronto 5-4. That ended the A's 8-game losing streak. And Boston beat the White Sox. Red Sox 3, White Sox 1 in Chicago. Brian Bello went 6 2/3 innings and allowed just one run for the Red Sox. Bello's been a hot pitcher for Boston so far this year. Three interleague games today. Milwaukee crushed Cleveland 7-1. Willie Adames had two homers and five runs batted in. Angels lead the Rockies 4-3 at Coors Field. They're at the bottom of the 8th. And the Astros and Dodgers are tied 2-2 in the 4th. In the National League, the two teams with a long win streaks met head-to-head in Cincinnati. The Braves had won 8 in a row. The Reds had won 11 in a row. And the win streak continues for Cincinnati. They won tonight by a final score of 11-10. 12th win in a row for the Reds. Their rookie Ellie De La Cruz hit for the cycle. Also stole a base, drove in four runs. First Reds player to hit for the cycle in 34 years. Joey Votto hit two homers, including the go-ahead shot for Cincinnati. The Pirates trailed the Marlins 1-0 after 8, then scored 3 in the 9th and beat the Fish 3-1. Carlos Santana had the go-ahead RBI single. Former Rainier Taijuan Walker was dealing again, and the Phillies beat the Mets 5-1. Walker allowed one run in 6 innings, picked up his 8th win against just 3 losses. And two National League games are in progress. Padres lead the Nationals 7-1. They're at the bottom of the 6th inning in San Diego. And the Giants have a 3-1 lead over the Diamondbacks in the 4th inning in San Francisco. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in El Paso, the Red Ears win 10-5. We'll be back with more after this.
The PROVAC team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Red Ears win in El Paso, 10-5, the final score. Four home runs today for Seattle, or for Tacoma. The M's might have four also today in Baltimore. The Red Ears definitely had four here in El Paso. Mason McCoy hit the second pitch of the game for a homer, and the Red Ears then did not hit one for a long time, but they got three in the late innings as Pat Valleca, Cade Marlowe, and Brian O'Keefe all went deep from the seventh inning onward, and the Red Ears get the win 10-5, and they even up this series two games apiece. Small note, but an important one for the big picture. Tommy Malone went 5 innings today and threw 67 pitches as he continues to build up his pitch count and his ability to pitch deeper into games. The Red Ears really need that in the rotation right now. Malone provided 5 innings today, allowed the 2 runs, got no decision. The Red Ears took the lead after he had left the game, but another encouraging outing for Malone. The Red Ears would really like to have him back at full strength. It appears that things are headed that way very soon, perhaps even next turn or two in the rotation. Some final scores in the Pacific Coast League today. Las Vegas won at Oklahoma City 7-2. Round Rock took down Sacramento 8-3. And then Salt Lake leads Sugar Land 5-2 in the ninth inning in Salt Lake City. And Reno is blasting Albuquerque 12-2 in the fifth inning in Reno. Well, we'll be back with you tomorrow night at 5:35 p.m. First pitch. Pre-game show starts at 5:25. And Kyle Hart is set to start for the Red Ears. He's thrown well since joining the club, the lefty. He'll be opposed by Angel Sanchez for El Paso, right-hander. And we'll have the broadcast for you streaming right here in this spot tomorrow, starting with the pregame show at 5:25 p.m. Pacific time. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Southwest University Park, where I think it's still 100 degrees. Once again, our final score, Tacoma 10, El Paso 5. Have a great rest of your Friday night.